Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, it is a new week. Happy new week to you. It is Monday, the 24th of August, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu over the weekend dismissed Central Bank Governor Denny Kalyalya with immediate effect, and no reasons were provided for the sudden dismissal. Kalyalya, who previously served as the World Bank Executive Director, was appointed in February of 2015 and had his contract extended in 2018 until 2023. His dismissal comes barely 3 days after the central bank cut its benchmark lending rate by 125 basis points to 8%. This was to try safeguard the financial sector stability and protect livelihoods in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. And French company Total has signed a security pact with the Mozambican government to protect the $20 billion natural gas project being developed in the country. Mozambican security forces have been battling low-level insurgency against militia suspected of having links to Islamic State in the gas-rich north of the country. Democratic Republic of Congo on Saturday gave mining companies an indefinite waiver to an export ban on cobalt hydroxide and carbonate, as well as tin and titanium concentrate, after meeting the country's biggest mining companies in Kinshasa. Congo is the world's leading producer of cobalt and Africa's biggest copper producer. It had banned exports on copper and cobalt concentrates in 2013 to encourage miners to process and refine the ore in the country. Nigeria's economy contracted by 6.1% in the second quarter of 2020 compared to the previous period. The decline largely attributable to significant lower levels of both domestic and international economic activity during the quarter, which resulted from a nationwide shutdown effort aiming at containing the COVID-19 pandemic. The World Bank has warned that Nigeria faces a recession that will be much more prolonged than in 2016 and potentially the nation's worst financial crisis in four decades. And still in Nigeria, the country almost doubled its voting rights in African Development Bank to 16.8% before the lender's annual meeting this week, as one of its own six re-election to the top post. Nigeria boosted its voting power by paying subscriptions it has pledged as part of the general capital increase, for which bulk of the payments are expected to be made before the final October 2021 deadline. The move may allow Nigeria to keep Akinwumi Adesanya in the presidency for another five-year term. Thank you so much for joining us on a new week. Enjoy your day. Chat to you tomorrow. Oh, and please remember to subscribe and leave a review. It really does make a difference. Thank you for all those who have done so already. Enjoy your Monday, your Tuesday. Talk again tomorrow.